Well, good afternoon. Like Daddy said, it is sometimes, it's a challenge, especially after eating good lunch. But if the Lord will bless us for a little while, and I don't plan on taking too much time, but we've heard some wonderful truths thus far. Amen. We have been richly blessed. And I would love if the Lord would continue to labor with us for just a little longer. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Where two or three are gathered together, not just two or three gathered together in his name. Brothers and sisters, that's the church. If we're gathered together in his name, we don't have to be in the confines of these four walls to be the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can be the church wherever we are. And hopefully we're living like with church wherever we go. But it says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Brethren, have you felt the presence thus far? The Spirit felt singing. And the wonderful messages that we've heard, we can just feel his presence. I love to be in a meeting when you can just feel it. Just the songs that are being sung, the Spirit is just filled, and you just feel good. It's a wonderful time to be together in fellowship. You know, Friday night we had like, what was it, 9 churches represented, and that was a good church fellowship. That was wonderful. You know, I'm like Dad. You know, the times that I've traveled around, I have met good people. Met good God-fearing people. But it is a wonderful thing to go to a meeting and go and stay at somebody's house that you've never met before, but because of that common fellowship we have. Well, brothers and sisters, when we can meet together in his name, he'll be with us. I take that as a promise. Amen. If we're meeting together in his name, he said he'd be with us. So, brothers and sisters, this afternoon, have we met together in his name? One of the best ways that I can see to meet together in his name is for us to bring him with us. Have we prepared our heart? Have we prepared our mind? Have we been thinking upon this morning, basking in the wonderful words and wonderful sermons we've heard and hearing his word proclaimed? So this afternoon, the hard ones, you know, belly's full, church is warm, seats just right and comfortable. But are we come to worship? Are we here to worship yet again? Each and every time. You know, the parable of the sower, the seed that's being sown, the words that are being proclaimed. What ground is that seed finding? Is our heart prepared for that? Or is it like the wayside? Or is it hard and stony? Or are we letting the cares of the world take it away? We need to have that heart that's that good ground, that's tilled up, that's worked, that's prepared to hear it. Each and every time, it doesn't matter if it's an afternoon service, evening service, morning service, whenever. We always need to have that heart that's prepared to receive the word. And talking about the for where two or three are gathered together in his name. You know, over in Hebrews, it was talking about chapter 10, I believe, is forsaking not the assembling of sims. Let me read that. I've got to find it now. Sorry. Hebrews 10, 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We need to be not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. The Lord knew what he was doing when he set up the church. We need this. We need this time together. I do. I don't know about you, but I do. I need it. Especially when the devil is on my case, beating me up all week. I need this time. Flee to this time, this place of refuge. It's needful for us. So, and if we go up to verse 24, he says, "And let us consider one another." We need to do that. We need to be considering one another. That's one of the best things about the church that we have together. We can consider one another and provoke one another unto love and do good works. So that's why we don't need to be forsaking the assembly. Each and every time the doors are open, every time we have an opportunity to meet in His house, we need to take it. Now, obviously, you know, we have lives, we have responsibilities. Sometimes things hinder us from going to meetings. But if it's in our power to go, even if it's a struggle, we need to try. We need to go. We need to meet together. Because if you are feeling great, Lord's been blessing you all week, and you just feel overflowing with joy, you need to come to church. Because you need to be here for that one that's been having a tough time, that's going through the low valleys. He needs lifting up. He needs helping. He needs praying for. And if you're going through the valley and you're low and down and the devil's been beating you up, you need to come to church. Because there's somebody there that might be able to pick you up. And if nothing else, the Lord can bless you. That's one of the best things I love to think about. I'm never alone in this life. Never alone. The Lord Jesus did something for me and you that we'll never have to experience. Separation from God. When He was hanging upon the cross, those 3 hours of darkness, He had to endure the separation from God. That is something, like I said, we'll never have to experience, being separated from Him. So why? Why in this time would we want to separate ourselves from one another? We need to be coming together. It says when two or three are gathered together, why not have a house full? But let's think of quality of worship instead of quantity. Because it says when two or three are gathered together in His name. That's the key, in His name. Are we here for the right reasons? Are we meeting together for the right purpose? Or are we just here because mom and daddy always came? Or are we just here because my friend drug me here? Whatever the reason, we need to come. But brothers and sisters, when we do come, and when we sit together in fellowship and worshiping His name, brothers and sisters, it needs to be in His name. So let's consider one another. We need to be helping one another. And the closer we are to one another, you know, you have a dear friend, the closer you get to them, the more you get to know them. The more you can start reading, you know, you're not feeling too good today, are you? You know, what can I do to help you? And that's the thing about us. The closer we get to one another, brother and sister, the closer we are to God. Because isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? Serving one another. Love one to another. That's how we can be identified as a disciple of Christ, if we have love one to another. So real quick, back to Matthew. It says, for where two or three are gathered together in My name, there I am in the midst of them. I felt His presence this weekend, and I hope and pray that He'll continue to be with us. But it's up to us. Are we bringing Him with us? Are we thinking about Him? Are we praying? Lord, let us feel Your presence. Fill us with Your Holy Spirit this day. Because each and every day is a new day. So He blessed yesterday. That's no guarantee that He will do it today. We don't want to get complacent. We always want to be abounding in His kingdom, always working, patiently waiting on His coming. And that's that waiting. That's not sitting at the bus stop waiting on the 9 o'clock. No, that's like a serving, actively waiting, actively serving, seeing what we can do, considering one another in His kingdom. That's the best thing about the church. We can be love one to another, serving one another, considering one another, provoking one another. And just having that love and just having it coming around. Because the best way to get more love, brothers and sisters, is give it away. The more love you give away, the more you'll receive. So, for where two or three are gathered together, in My name. That's the key. Are we here in His name? I hope and pray that we are here in His name. And I hope the Lord bless Brother Jeff as he comes before us. Especially in the afternoon services. But hopefully we've got our heart prepared for Him. And let's hope and pray that he'll be with us. May the Lord bless you.